Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, sitting with Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
Yep. And once again... The rookie is in the house.
In the house.
Yeah, Rookie Ricky.
Rookie Ricky is here and present this evening.
Captain Ricky Rapport. Ricky,
good evening.
Good.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Just get ready for tomorrow is all I got to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, are you fishing tomorrow?
I am.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. It ain't pretty.
Oh, it ain't pretty. God, it was so good to have a day off today.
I didn't try to talk them out of it. I just gave them the because I was on a charter yesterday, and you know my charter for the next day called, confirm, you know, which is fine. And they're like, "We meet you at 7:30." And I'm like, "Yeah, just you know, you can't go into details when because first off, I don't want to talk on the phone when I'm on a charter, you know. So when I got in, I'm like, "Look, here's the deal. It's rough. Can't go anywhere. The good news is there's bait on the beach."
Yeehaw!
You know, thank goodness, folks, there's been bait all over the beach of St. Augustine. And from what I understand, I've had reports all the way to Flagler Pier.
I have, too.
So, anyway, that's the good news.
That's great.
That's great news. Oh, we got bait. And let me tell you, we'll all fish in a hurricane right now because we can catch bait.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. You know what I mean? Just to throw the
My
net.
My attitude is so much different so this much whole different. Week.
Yeah.
So, I'm so happy.
So, I was like, okay. And they're like, you know what? We think we want to try it, you know, and I'm like, okay, look, the captain in the boat can take it.
Exactly.
I can take it. I'm good with it, you know, but I'm just telling you right now, it ain't going to be wide open.
Yeah.
You're going to be taking water over the bow. We're going to be wet, you know, but if y'all want to go fishing, I'm going to do my best. You know, y'all, we want to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It was me, you, my nephew Dalton.
Yep.
And Jacob Hardy.
Yeah.
And we all stretched out. Let's go.
Yep.
Here we go. We all told them, you know, it's not pretty. No, we're okay. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go. Once I push off this dock, it's go time. That's it. I mean, we're going fishing.
And so, anyway, yesterday.
Go ahead.
Yeah. They tucked in on the beach, Scott and Dalton. And I just happened to look way offshore. I mean, offshore. And I saw some pelicans working, but I had a little advantage because I fished the day before and they didn't. And when I came in, I noticed that bait had pushed offshore. So I went straight out there and Scott runs and it's rough. And our little bay boats, dude,
ankle deep water the entire day.
Yeah,
thank God I wore them, those extra tough boots. Cause if not, my feet would have been wet all day.
Yeah.
I literally hear him turn around and he's like, I'm done. I've taken too many. I know all of his folks are soaking wet, and I find bait in 35 feet of water. And I'm like,
35.
Way out there. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I found bait, and I can hear him go, crap.
He had
all the excuses. So, guys, it's too rough. There's no bait.
One was already throwing up, so I had one down.
Right.
So, I mean, it was like, yes, I'm getting close here, boys. I'm getting ready to go to the dock and have breakfast.
Right.
Damn it, he found bait.
So did you hear him over the radio, or did you just hear him out?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I could tell in his attitude. And I was kind of giggling the whole time because he's like, I'm going in. I'm like, hey, Scott, I got bait. And he's like, really? Yep. Yeah, and he's like, well, I can't. And then he goes, well, what do you think? I said, oh, we can fish the beach for sure. And he goes, oh.
And so I got one already throwing up, and the guy goes, yeah, yeah, let's go, let's go. I said, well, I got to go 3 miles straight into this.
Oh, yeah.
I did 8 knots the whole way to him, beating and framming. So I'm the last boat to get there. So here's my, this is my side of the story.
This is
so
funny.
I get to be the last boat, and Kevin says, well, anyhow, he says on the radio to me, he says, I'm going to sit right here until you get here.
They would have never found
it. We would have never found it. No. Okay, yeah. I was looking at another pelican down the beach because the day before I fished in the river. So I finally get to him, and he's sitting there. I mean, hell, he could have started. It took me a half an hour to go 2 miles.
It did.
I mean, every bit of it.
I was in no hurry to go.
Anyhow, he was in no hurry either. No. And so anyway, my nephew Dalton comes up there. Jacob Hardy comes up there. Captain Chris Castle comes up there. And our good friend Dr. Dudley Behringer pulls up.
And Eric Searcy.
Mm-hmm. And two of them, which you don't do with bait, is roll up in there. I understand it was hard. They were trying to keep boats away. The school wasn't that big.
In hot and hit.
Oh, yeah.
And they threw it in reverse. And as soon as they threw it in reverse, so I'm trying to get my net. I'm just kaploosh, and I'm just getting waves over my head. And I'm going, oh, Kevin. And I'm just cussing him like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And
I've been there.
So I go there to choke the net, and I threw like 3 times, and I didn't get nothing. So Captain Jacob Hardy's
this
nice stuff.
This is funny.
He goes, Scotty, want some help? I said, hell yeah, right now, because right now I'm so pissed I'm ready to go to the house. I said, so yeah. So anyhow, I said, just throw me. He was going to come up boat to boat. I said, no.
Oh.
I said, you just throw me a Ziploc bag with some bait in it, and, you know, I'll catch it. And so he puts in about two and a half dozen, Ziplocs it up. You ready? And we got, you know, within 15, 20 feet of one another. Well, when he throws it, the south wind catches it. It hits the top of my T-top and rains pogies down on my floorboard. And it busts.
The bag busts open, and there's pogies coming off this T-top.
And I went,
last week,
really? Are you kidding me?
Last week, you couldn't find one anyway.
Yeah,
now they're raining.
I would have taken it, and now they're raining pogies. So I went, oh, Jacob goes, okay, well, here, let me try it again. So anyhow, he threw it to me. Thank God I only needed 5 baits because I caught 3 lemon sharks, and 2 of them died. Because as soon as you turn to go down sea with them, it was like trolling ballyhoos all shore. I was skipping the hell out of them. I mean, it was an 8 knot. It was an 8 knot push going down tide.
Yeah,
even with a sea anchor out. And I mean, needed 5 sea anchors out yesterday to go down tide. But anyhow, it was a fun day. We had
it was fun, a
boat competition.
It was
unfortunately
we made a day out of it, and we made it fun.
Until the rainstorm came at 11 o'clock and a waterspout started. And I said, I'm out now.
Yeah. And then that was fine. You know, we'd had enough.
We had 3 hours.
Yeah, we had 3 hours. And, you know, it.
But he caught the only kingfish.
I did. A winner.
He won.
Mm-hmm.
He won on the boat.
It was a giant one, too.
Yeah. I just didn't have that Publix hoagie bun to put the fish in between whatever he got. It's like, God dang, that thing still got spots. Wait, look.
He weighed 8 pounds. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Damn, I didn't think they grew that small on the beach.
Yeah.
So was there a friendly wager on
that? No. Just a lot of smack talk on the radio back into the thing.
Gotcha.
So anyhow,
we get in, Dalton's like, no, dude, I won.
I won.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
He's like, I got 3 lemons. I'm like, I said, I caught 2 lemons and a kingfish.
No, it was 3 lemons and I released a seagull.
Yeah.
Said, what?
Yeah.
He said a damn seagull went down there and got entangled in his gear.
Yeah.
He said he wheeled that thing in there, and he said he tried to hug on a bear. He said, those things are nasty. He said, that son of a bitch was going at me the entire time. He said, but I'm just letting you know, I released a seagull.
Yeah.
He said, so I think I won. And I, anyhow, it was a fun time.
It was fun. It was fun.
But we were sitting there at about 11 o'clock, and we watching the storm down to the south. Well, it was little. It wasn't really that big yet.
Yeah, there was those little pop-up storms.
Little pop-ups.
You know?
But, boy, this one popped up to be a big pop-up.
Yep.
I mean, big, like stretching out like 9 or 10 miles.
And they got some wind in them.
And it had wind in it, and it lightning started popping.
Yep.
And he come across the radio and said, boys, I'm going to start easing my way to the west, and I'm, you know, give you 10 more minutes, I'm going to pick up. And I said, yeah, 10-4, I got you. And all of a sudden, I heard boom.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I see that big old 350 Mercury, and I went, son of a gun, he beat me. He told me 10 minutes. He leaves me high and dry out here. You know, I said, damn, he leaves me.
And what's so funny is when I said 10 minutes, my guys were like, hey, Cap, 10 minutes ain't gonna make any more difference in this trip.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Like, could have gave me that phone call, okay, but missed that one. So anyhow, he's
well. I wanted my parking spot in the
cove.
You
did. Because
you always get my damn spot.
Yeah. You need to be close to the.
Hey, you know what the greatest thing was?
That's right. I need to be close.
Shut up. So anyhow, the greatest thing was the only problem with the boat yesterday. As we just had to hose them down and get the salt spray off.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have to worry
about that. There was no blood. It was the cleanest offshore fishing day. I didn't even throw the net. It was great.
Yeah, you had pogies on the T-top.
I had pogies on the T-top. I had a pressure wash T-top because there was pogie slime up there.
I don't know. I think I got some water on top of the T-top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Yeah. Oh, dude, it was so sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I called my guys for the day, and I'm like, look, here's what we did today. I was honest, sharks. Giant kingfish weighed at least 8 pounds,
He pulled out a whole 10 feet of drag.
Yeah, and
faster return to went down sea.
They're like, "We want to go, we want to go," and I'm like, "Okay,
yep,
meet me at the dock. We'll make it happen." And so I turned, and Captain Al was out, mm-hmm. and he tried to call me on the radio while I was in the middle of the North Cut. It was ugly. Called him on the radio real quick and said, "Ow, hang on, I'm coming out the inlet, Well, I got out there and kind of slowed down. He goes, "Look, I'm on bait." So, and it was all right on the beach. And I went, "Oh, cool." So I ran over there, threw the net, look up, and there's tarpon feeding. And I'm like, "Oh, life's getting good, It was rough, though. I mean,
it was stiffer than four. I mean, yesterday was probably 2.5, maybe threes.
Yeah,
with
today,
an occasional.
Today was a straight up all fours. Straight up four. And, man, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And there was a guy facing towards me, and I go, "Was that lightning?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then whenever you're a customer, this is something for you to – whenever they say, "Well, what do you think, Cap?" Whenever they say that, you flip and go in.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay? Because that means that he's nervous.
Don't
push the issue. And then I turned the boat around and saw this just wall of water – of this rainstorm coming, and all of these storms lately have been really slow moving. Not this morning, Jack. They were coming, and they had. I mean, it's so weird to see these storms coming off the beach at 7:30 in the morning, just full of lightning.
Yep.
Full of lightning.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm thinking the news kind of downplayed it that it's not going to be like it was this morning.
Well, there's 30% chance of rain all day today.
That's what I'm saying. It rained for half the day. But my point being is, don't get too excited in the morning. I mean, do what you got to do, but just look at the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because he calls me at 8:30, and of course, my charter canceled. And he calls me at 8:30, and I couldn't believe he went. I mean, he kind of scared me. I mean, that what was out there was no, I mean, the thunder and lightning and stuff and the wind behind all that stuff today was pretty
brutal. Yep. 641-1010, 641-1010, you listen to the most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast right here on 1010 XL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010 XL.
Welcome back to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, and I had an afternoon off this week, and there's because I was sitting here looking at this commercial. I've got all my commercials for Tower Outlet,
mm-hmm.
and the AC went out in Carrie's Jeep.
Yeah.
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 So, oh.
That's brutal. Rick, your
first truck, did it have AC?
No.
No.
It's 260. No. Rolled down two windows, did 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I think my first three trucks.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Yeah, and then my first one that I had AC was a 1979 Ford short wheelbase, and it kind of worked. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything. that was great. But now,
I couldn't do without it.
Yeah.
And now when you get hit from quarter mile away, I'm coming out of the St. Augustine South boat ramp, and I'm coming down the creek right there, and my truck's up on the hill, and I go, and I hear beep, beep, and I went, "Oh, okay, rum," and I'll fire right up there. So by the time I pull the boat up on the bank and I walk to my truck, the AC's already on.
Is yours got air-conditioned seats?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Dude, there is no doubt. That's the first thing I do when I crank up the sun. But anyway, I took my stuff to Tower Outlet, and you'll get a kick out of this, too. So they fixed my AC, and the sticker in the window of Kerry's Jeep for oil change was 11/30/2017.
What?
Yeah.
You need to work on that thing a little bit more than
that's
that.
That's the last time. That's the last time that oil has been changed in her Jeep, okay?
Are you kidding me?
No, listen. And we didn't have there hasn't been 3,500 miles.
Oh man.
Since 2017. So I told him, well, you might as well go ahead and change it.
Yeah, yeah.
Might
ahead.
Be a little stale.
Here's the deal. Put the synthetic in it so I can get 6,000 miles out. That's like 6 years.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You might want to try that
11/20/17. Isn't that funny? They're looking at that sticker like, dude, you just not believing changing oil. I'm saying, look at the mileage. And they're like, okay.
Gotcha. It's like brand new. Yeah. It's still got the plastics on the seats.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, if I have to change the tires out, it's going to be because of dry rot.
Yeah. Thank God it's kept in the garage.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to put the dang thing up on stand so the tires don't touch.
All right. Let's go talk to Captain Leon, Dana. Leon.
I'm just sitting here in awe listening to all this, man. I'm like, really? 2017?
Yeah, 2017. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny? I thought that was a funny story. Yeah, I was just like, because I went up there to get the AC. That was seriously, I think it's like 4,000, 5,000 miles that you know.
5,000, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but.
Where'd you go right here?
I mean, hell. No, on Beach Boulevard. Right there at what I would call 9B or 9A, and okay. Right there by Strike Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there by Strike Zone.
Well,
that's
I
where,
thought they got this one
where,
here, too.
Yeah, they do, but that's where Leon's buddy Danny works, who came to my driveway and changed my tires. And it's just as easy. Seriously, you know.
Okay.
Danny's the best.
Yeah, he's the best. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Hey, listen, Kevin, whatever he tells you about me, it's probably true. Damn, he's got the great stories about me.
Oh, that's great. He's such a good guy.
He
such
is.
A good guy.
He really is.
Yep. And you know what? You just love dealing with people mm-hmm. like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know
that makes
I mean?
You go back, dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
on,
right.
Really?
Yeah.
So Leon calls me at 9:30 this morning.
Huh?
What are you doing?
Yep. Oh.
I said, I'm on the couch. What are you doing? Well, I'm headed to a Bull Red Charter. I said, really? I said, hold on. And I opened up the sliding glass door and boom, you know, light. And I said, really? You're going that way? He said, it's so anyhow, 15, 20 minutes later, he sends me a picture of Palm Valley Outdoors.
A lot of it was to the south,
and
wasn't it?
And it was just bluebird skies, a couple puffy clouds. Yeah. And I'm going, wow, really? So anyhow.
Yeah, you know, everything kind of went northwest. Yeah. And
right.
Yeah. Yep. So, man, you had a great day, too, didn't you?
Oh, man, it was just amazing. I went straight out, ran to all my spots, marked absolutely nothing, went and got some fantastic bait, soaked it for hours on end, caught two of the biggest gaff tops you've ever seen, and then I went home, and that was it.
Damn, that's a hell of a charter there, Cap. You kind of feel bad taking their money, didn't you?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Was that a thermocline that you sent me a picture of?
I got back to the ramp and they said, how much? And I go, I think I owe you today.
Yeah.
I felt horrible. I mean,
you know,
I found fish, but they didn't eat.
And here's the funny thing about that, doing this for so long. People know how much they owe you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They know. Yep. They know that it's, let's just say, $450.
They just want to.
And you've had a bad day. You've had a bad day.
You had me. You had me yesterday.
You know what I'm saying is that and it's going to happen. And I've told everybody who gets in this business. I don't care who you are, it's going to happen. You're going to have a bad day.
Yep.
You know. So when you get back to the dock and they're like, "How much do I owe you, Cap?" You know, I don't know what they expect us to say. You know, do they? Well, we had a bad day, so it's 200, you know, or whatever. I mean, look, when you charter somebody, I don't care who he is, it doesn't make any difference. Somebody's going to have a bad day, and you know, I had a couple last week. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it seriously. I mean, I still to this day, after doing this over 30 years,
yep.
I feel horrible.
Yeah,
you know,
there's nobody that hurts more than us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, straight up.
Yeah, but it is our living.
It is what we do, and I can't make them bite. They got heads and tails and fins. I mean, they're going whichever way they want to go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's
a
tough feeling.
Right.
Oh no, it's the worst feeling in the world, and you know it. You know, say they got a 6-hour charter. Well, if you ain't done it in 2.5 or 3 hours right now, and you're moving from spot to spot to spot, trust me, it's a heck of a lot easier just to end it after 2.5 hours and then tell them, hey, look here, just give me $300 out of a $500 deal. I'm going to the dock because I'm wasting my time and yours.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, because you're going to have enough good days with your clientele. They will know that. They will know in your heart that you've worked your butt off all day long, and there's just not a damn thing that's going to bite. You're just done.
You're absolutely right.
But you're going to have those days where you catch 82 redfish, 62 flounders, and, I mean, have those days. But
you're right.
When that bad one comes, and that's what, especially with kids, I'll have those days, and I will literally stop what I'm doing and sit the kid down and go, look, man, I promise you, come out here with me tomorrow, and you're going to be so bored. It's just the way today lined up. Everything lined up fine. You're not going to have banner days every day. You're not going
to. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
The exact same people that I took out today, the last time they went out with me, we caught 2 tarpon, a big jack, more sharks than they could shake a stick at.
Yep.
And they looked at me today and they went, hey, that's fishing today, boys. No big deal.
Yep.
You know, they understand. They see you putting your heart and soul into it. And, I mean, I was bouncing around doing everything. And there's just days it doesn't happen. And like you said, we take it personal, man. But, I mean, there's just days it doesn't happen.
It eats me up. It truly does eat me up because I can respect that person. I was
working
there, you know, where you saved up that money to come down here to on vacation.
That's right.
And only, man, I got to work extra at the plant for $500 because I want to go fishing one day with Captain Kevin, Captain Ricky. And
they look forward to it all year.
All year.
And then you get 2 bites the whole freaking day.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing worse. I mean, I know that position.
I
was that guy.
I had a guy out last week, and I mean, I was fishing right next to Scotty. We caught 1 coot and a couple sharks, and man, I busted my rear end. I ran all over the place trying to find something to catch, you know, because they just wanted to catch something, and it just wasn't happening.
It just wasn't in the cards.
You know, and again, the guy's like, how much do I owe you? You know, and I told him, and he goes, is this just a slow time of year? And I'm like, really?
A really good time.
I mean, but on the outdoor show, I had a guy calling, Gary, call in a couple weeks ago and asked Kirk and I, he said, what's the toughest part about your job?
Mm-hmm.
The toughest part, I said, the toughest part about my job is when I take money from people that I think didn't have a good time, you know. But it's gonna happen. I mean, now on the other end, there is nothing, there is no higher high than to go out there and making people's bucket
day.
List.
Yes,
I've done that.
Yes,
1,000 times.
Yes,
people are like, dude, 100%. That was my bucket list fish.
Yep.
That's all I've ever wanted to do. That's why you do it.
Yes,
that's why you do it. You know, you're
gonna. I caught 2 snook the other day. That guy, the dude, ain't never caught one in his entire life.
Right.
47 years old.
Nice.
Done.
Yeah, nothing makes me sleep better.
It wasn't no big one.
I have a game plan.
But it was a snook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, I mean, this year's the toughest year I've ever had.
Exactly.
Ever. For all of us, Leon, you know, who were doing offshore trips, you know, in the last, I'll say 6 weeks. We're having
three
to
weeks?
Get up 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying everything we can to find bait to, you know, just to fish with. And then we don't go out, you know, and then you go out and don't catch fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. Your customers,
they don't get it.
They don't understand that you've been out of bed since 4:35 trying to find something. And then, you know, I was staying late.
Yes.
The next
after
the charter, trying to find bait for the next,
day,
you know.
Yeah.
But that's where, even though it could become, but being that radio chatter, you never want to hear somebody, I got 15,000 kingfish bites, and you haven't got a one yet. That's the tough one. But bouncing off of, you know, hey, man, bait was hard enough to do. Hopefully, you know, we'll go out as long as all the captains are in agreement of what's going on, you know, people understand that we've all worked hard this morning trying to ensure their day. Mm-hmm. You know, because they'll call me, hey, I'm already on the dock. Hey, look, it's probably going to be another half an hour. I'll be right there because, honestly, truthfully, I don't like people on my boat when I'm catching bait. Because they end up slamming a door or whatever, especially in Salt Run.
Oh, no, no, no,
and send the bait right to the bottom.
The pressure.
And with their eyes looking at you? Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Because after you throw it 20 times, you're going to throw an occasional banana.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing as hell, dude. Yeah.
Especially when he sees it from across the way and goes, nice one there, Cap. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, but I mean, what the hell? You got to pick on one.
Because you've been waiting on that one flip, Leon. For 15 minutes, and you're like, oh, there it is, and you throw it, and you're like, oh, or the rope gets tangled
in the horn,
and the net stops way short and just closes. Yeah, you're like,
that was my only chance right there. Yeah. I've been sitting here waiting for this for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and you get excited when you know it's right. You see that flip, you throw on it, and you're overexcited. Ah, man, he messed it up. That's terrible.
It's just terrible. It's terrible. Leon, real quick, this is totally.
Gone off the rail.
But it did sound like you had a hell of a toadfish day this week also.
I'll tell you what.
You crushed it?
I got to find a recipe to cook those darn things because I murdered them.
You've had a hell of a week. Yesterday, the day before, I was out there on the end of the jetties. I mean, decent mangoes. He keeps texting me toadfish pictures, and I'm going, what the hell are you doing? So I drove by. He's on him, so I drove by with my charter, and he goes, look, and he's got double fisted toes and stuff like that. And I went, oh, Jesus. You poor guy.
My buddy the day before had been on a great redfish bite. He goes, you got to come down here. You got to do it right here, right here, right here. I pulled up 10 toadfish in a row. I was calling him, blowing his phone up. I go, dude, you did not catch those fish here. I'm catching nothing but toadies. And then Scotty comes by me, and I look like Kevin Van Dam, double finish block and a pair of toes. You know,
I'm yelling the guy to turn the handle, and you can see the rod tip going. I went, oh, jeez. So, he's double hooked up.
So in your region, at this time of year, we're fishing for these bull redfish. Are we fishing on bait pods, or how are you catching them up there?
These bait pods that I'm fishing for up here, this is deep water fishing that I'm doing. There's nothing sexy about it. We're fishing, you know, either live mullet or we're using big hole crabs down there. You know, you're in 50 feet of water. The St. John's River's, you know, pitch black. The redfish can't see anything. They go by pure smell. And they're schooling, you know, and we set up a four-rod spread, and it usually takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour before they hone into that bait. And the secret is that once you hook one, keep those other rods down there because that keeps the scent trail in line. So you're constantly catching one fish, send the next bait right back down because once that bite starts, they continue to bite.
Does that include gaff tops?
And toads. He had four rods out. Three of them were bent over with toads when I passed by him. I was like, wow, that's just brutal. I don't care who you are.
That's funny.
That was.
You know what? I'll take my beating.
You need to learn how to cook the tails.
Everyone's getting a beating right now.
Oh, yeah, everyone is. You're right. Yeah.
What else is there to do but pick on one another? Yeah. It's just, the only good thing is bait on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, Leon, I've done four beach trips this week. And I'm winning with 1 8-pounder.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He's high hook.
Yeah. So don't listen. If you want to talk to old Shark King over here.
Yeah.
So
I'm really good on them.
Yeah. When that drag goes, you're like, God.
No, they were all on the downrigger because somebody told me to put the downrigger down because he gets an 8. Well, doesn't tell me it's an 8-pounder until we get back to the dock.
I did too. I told you a giant one.
Yes. You told me a giant one. Yeah. I went, damn, okay, well, now it's like, oh, man, I got to put my downrigger down. Okay.
Oh, at least you caught something. You hadn't even had a bite.
It was so cool when you watch the rod tip when you know it's a shark. Oh, you know, you don't say nothing. The rod tip's still in the clip, but it's jiggling like this. And you go, oh, jeez. And all of a sudden, it'll pull down real easy, and it'll just come back up. And then all of a sudden, it'll go, boom, boom.
All right. Like, Leo, we got to take a break. Great job as usual, buddy.
Great job on your toad fishing catfish
week. Yes, sir. Yeah, great job on your week.
Might want to call that one in the newspaper.
Yeah. See you, Captain Leon.
Oh, boy. 641-1010. 641-1010. Nobody's going to call in. They're like, dude, I'm not getting in the middle of all that.
Harassed tonight. These guys are out for harassing tonight.
You're listening to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010XL. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill. It is paradise. Bait is on the beach,
yes,
folks.
Absolutely.
So it is Paradise City right now because it sure has been hell for the last few months, weeks. But anyhow, listen to the outdoor, the Moe's Southwest Grill with Captain Kevin.
Too many radio shows.
Yeah, too many. Yep. With Captain Kevin. Captain Rookie Ricky's with us tonight, again, enjoying his festivities for the week. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and talk to Andrew. Andrew!
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Andrew?
Not much. I got out of work at the Mayo Clinic before 8 o'clock, and I'm clocking in with you guys.
Very cool.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Hey, I wanted to say you guys should be sponsored by Xanax because I'm going to tell you, I've been with some good to bad captains. There's a couple of them trying to track me down now, as a matter of fact. But, you know, it's about the experience. And, you know, whether you catch something or not, I'm not the best fisherman. I'm a great hunter. What I learned from you guys is really the experience of the whole thing, and I don't know if enough people frame it that way. What I learned fishing wise is what I learned from you guys on this show. The reason you guys have this show and you had the one on the weekend is because you're the best in Jacksonville. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we can hold our own. I don't know that we're the best, but it's funny you should say that, Andrew, because there are a lot of people who get on the boat And I'm going to say 80%. They're like, you know what? We just want to go out and have a good time, this, that, and the other. But when you go 3 hours without a bite, that experience is like, okay, this boat ride's starting to suck.
Yeah. Does this guy really know what he's doing?
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and look, they're not the only ones feeling that way.
Sure.
The captain's feeling that way, too. You know, like, damn, dude. You know, I mean, if they've never been with you before and Andrew, just like you said, I mean, we have reputations of being pretty good charter captains, and they're going, well, I booked you 6 months ago, and
because I was told by my best friend that you kicked their ass.
You know what I'm saying, Andrew? You know, so
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean,
for me, it's mostly the pressure that I put on myself.
Oh, well, all of us.
We all do that.
We all do that. Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter how many years you do it.
Yeah, if a charter captain's not putting pressure on himself, then he needs to quit.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to go do something else.
I agree. That's why I say I'd wake up nervous every morning. I wake up nervous, you know, not knowing what I'm going to have to deal with, COVID-related or not. But
what I'm
getting at is I don't go into it like that. I look at it from a holistic perspective. It's like when I take my kids out to the Osceola and say, hey, let's just ride the dirt roads. Maybe we'll see a deer. Maybe we won't. Hey, but I can tell you this, during COVID, I've been seeing a lot of turkeys, deer. I've seen a lot of bear scat. I mean, we've been having a ball, man. And you guys got the best show on the air. I'm not going to say anything about logging in tonight. You know, I've written letters. I got letters from Dan Edwards saying they're going to revamp the damn Ring of Honor and all that. Until I see logging on there, I don't know if I'm even going to call back. No, I'm just kidding with you. But I love you guys. You guys rock. Hey, and you guys are the best charter captains in the city of Jacksonville. I'll say in the Southeast. Woo!
See you, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
See ya.
Let's go to Chip. Let's go to our good buddy, Captain Chip Wingo, and see if his week's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Where's he
My
at?
My week's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. Listen to those other ones. I've had a fantastic week.
Yeah, you have. No, there's yeah. there's,
hey,
there's
let me tell you, my philosophy on charter fishing is I don't sell fish. I sell experiences and opportunities because that's about all we can do. You know, there's no guarantees on anything, but we do have the opportunities. And a lot of times when you go out, there's some amazing experiences. You know, the people get to see stuff they would never see. And, you know, it's amazing to watch. You know, I had little kids on the boat, and all we caught were little fish, but they were so happy because they were one after another and doing it on their own, and they're 8, 9 years old, and you're like, wow, you know.
Well, here's the difference, Chip. Okay, here's the difference. Last week, I caught the same amount of fish last week that I've caught this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What?
You know, a couple kingfish. Yep. You know, because, again, our hands are tied. A couple kingfish a day.
Yep.
You know, 3 or 4 sharks, and people get back to dock and are just like, really? That's kind of what you do? You know, I mean, you know what I mean? And you know, 2 days ago, took Neil Pryor and his wife Julie and James from Chicago, and we caught 1 kingfish, about 20 pounds, and 3 sharks, and they were ecstatic. You know what I mean? They love the whole experience of it. You know, they're from Chicago. They've never done this before. They have fished, and dude, it was rough. So I was, they didn't care. You know, and they loved the whole experience of the whole day, the catching the bait and just everything. And man, you know, they tip you big. You know what I'm saying? But the clients that I had last week,
you had to have a full fish box, and then you're taken care of.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so that's. That's just the difference in that. Again, that's, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know when you're charter fishing. Like my guys yesterday, Scott, you know, we didn't catch that many fish, but we all had a blast.
I mean, all my crew got sick. I mean, everybody was sick, you know, but I mean, you know, and it was so great because you always love Chip. And you always get these guys on the boat, you know, that have done it all, caught it all, been there and, you know, and mounted them all. Okay. So I have grandfather. He's just a great guy. Well, anyhow, used to be a captain up Manasquan Inlet, and I don't get seized. Dude, I didn't even make it to the bait pod back to him, and he was puking. I went, well, you must not be my, you know, I mean, please don't try to bump your shoulders up and go broad with me, because I pretty much have seen it all so far. So,
but Chip, don't you agree? I think one of the coolest, and I've said this over the years of doing this, the coolest part about my job is the people I've met.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
It's not about the fish that I've caught or whatever. It's the people that I've – I mean, so over my career, these people have become some of my best friends.
Yeah, I'm brand new to this. In fact, you and I met that way.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
I met you that way, and I'm straightforward. I mean, this has been fun. I mean, the girls are down there doing other stuff and stuff with our tackle business and stuff, and fortunate enough for you, we get to spend time with you. But, I mean, no. I mean, some resentment, Chip. I mean, well, I don't want to call it. But in this world now, there's so many people trying to become charter captains that aren't ready to become charter captains. I know we've had this discussion many times. But once you put your whole heart and soul and you can see the dedication, even starting out, and you don't walk up to me with those shoulders back and, you know, and pumped up, you know, no. Calm down. It's okay. But you've come into it, you know,
correctly,
as trying to learn correctly. You're not, you know, these newbies, you know, the true newbies.
There's a lot of talent out there, Scotty. I mean,
what?
When I look around at some of the captains that have been doing this, such as you and Larry Minyard and Kirk Waltz and Kevin and all these guys that were before you that I've been around, I look at, you get humbled really quick because there's a lot of guys been doing this for a long time. I mean, I have too. I'm on my 6th renewal, but you know, it's like, wow, you know. And you bow up like that as a rookie, I'm like, man, you've got a lot of cojones to step into a crowd.
Come
like
here
that.
To me about that. Don't
tell me about it. Yeah.
Guys,
every time
you know,
I'm out there
doing it. So, but you know, it's really
we don't know
crazy.
It all. We've been doing it, but we don't know it all. But the point is, we're just laid back on easy going. We've kind of done it all and been around it all. There's always new things to learn, Chip.
Here it is, Chip. We are the old bull on the top of the hill.
Hell yeah. Okay. There is no running
down
anymore, I can promise you.
You know, and it's fun, man. I love being in this point of my career.
I do too.
I really do. You know, I don't have any pressure of of getting charters anymore.
Nope.
You know, but you know, it's. I will tell you that of all the years that I've done this, the pressure that I have felt this year has been unlike anything I've ever witnessed. I mean, listen, Chip, June, July, August, you're going to catch something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I would say 90% of the time the weather's perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, yeah, so you may have a hard southwest wind. You may have to stay on the beach. But
whatever.
I was talking to Captain Guy Spear about this, and in the last month, I haven't been off the beach.
No,
We went one day. You and I and Ricky ran south
to Matanzas and fish.
No, actually, it was the next day. It was the next day, and then we had to run offshore. But that was the first pretty day.
That was.
I remember you commenting on that. And Chip, we can't go anywhere.
No, I think Friday I went up to the northeast right there, but it was still rough as all get out.
Yeah.
But I could ride in the trough going up there.
But that's only 4 miles off the beach.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I understand that. But that's where, you know.
When's the last time you were 15 miles off the beach?
Oh, hell. I don't know. That's just like asking me when was the last time I caught a redfish. Hell, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I ain't caught one of those in about three or four months.
But I just find that phenomenal for this time of year.
Yo, no, yeah. And the perfect thing is for Rookie Ricky, this is a great inaugural year for him to fire off to see. This is the toughest it's going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without being multiple tropical storms, hurricanes, whatever, where it literally puts you out of business like the Corona did back in February, March, and April. You've experienced the hardest we've ever seen it.
Yeah,
in the 36 years I've been doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. I
as a mate and a captain.
Totally agree.
So well, if you can make it through this year
a lot.
Oh, hey, absolutely, you have.
You know.
Yeah.
And now we're fishing deeper and finding them.
Right,
you know,
but so. You got to adapt.
Yeah, and I mean, it's what's killing me right now is blowing my mind is how many big trout are being caught right now.
How about Ed Kristen Malin? On Saturday.
I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
Really? Ed did?
Dude, Kristen caught one. I mean, because, you know, obviously we were on the air with the outdoor show. And Ed sends me this picture, and I'm like, holy crap. I mean, 8-9 pounds?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said the biggest you've ever caught was 11?
11.
Okay, now,
I will. A lot of people don't know this. Ed Malin is one hell of an inshore fisherman.
Oh, yeah.
I would never even thought.
I mean, like really, really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was a charter captain.
Yeah, no, way back in the day with Mike and all that.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's his specialty. It's always big trout. But then he sends me another picture with him with a 5-pounder.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Chip, I was just reiterating what you said. Yes, there's some big trout around.
Yeah, they're it's amazing. A friend of mine went tarpon fishing the other day, and they jumped two big ones and then turned around and caught about, I think he said they had 8 over 20 inches and just tons of big trout. I mean, you know, and they were using mullet, but the tarpon bite quit, so they went, you know, started using the mullet to get trout fishing. And he was blown away. He's like, Chip, I haven't seen it like this in a while.
So, you know, I don't want to know what creek or what marker. Are you talking about Jacksonville or Palm Valley?
He was in Jacksonville.
Okay.
He was in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And I've been fishing Palm Valley and catching big trout. So, you know, and it's, you know, and the big yellow mouse have shown up again, too. That's what really blew me away.
That blows me away.
He caught three of them on Tuesday when I was out there. He calls me because I was up his line up there. I started way up the line. And he said, yeah, man, I caught three big yellow. I said, what?
Yeah.
No, so I went to the well and all that kind of stuff, figuring, okay, well, slack tide, high income, slack tide, barely ending of it.
Yeah.
I said, if he caught him up there just north of me right here, I'm going right here in 30 foot of water. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Scotty? They wanted the tide moving harder, too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, mid-tide, mid-push of the tides when they were biting the best. And if you get a client who can just tell them, cast up current, let it go to the bottom, bounce it along, you know, they're there, you know, and it's
very hard,
you know,
though. It's very hard to teach people. Just let, and I tell everybody, that's why we call it tides. We have movement. Just let the tide do the work for you. Don't do anything special.
No, that's not the tide. That's the current.
Current.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Current.
Yeah.
It's the most natural presentation that a fish is going to see when it's bouncing along in front to him, you know, especially trout. You know, they like to sit down there deep anywhere on the bottom and wait for it to come to them half the time, so. But no, it's been black drum, sheep's head, lots of flounder. You know, redfish weren't on fire for me this week, but we caught so many other things that it didn't matter, you know. And, you know, another, well.
So you got off your bonnet head bite.
Yeah.
No, I caught a couple big ones again.
Okay.
Hey, have you caught any mangoes up that long, up that far yet?
No. I've caught three this year total.
Dude, there's some good ones down here.
There are. There's some good ones.
God, there's some good ones.
Yep. Yep. All right, Chip, we got to run, buddy. Great job.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You did way better than your partner.
Yep. See you, Chip.
See ya. 641-1010. You listen to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Rookie Ricky. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Speaking of forecast, guys, tonight southeast winds 5 to 10. I pray that they're right. They have not been right all week. It has not blown 5 to 10 at all.
Nope.
It has been 10 to 15. It has been 3
More
to 4
like
with an
15.
Occasional 5 right on top of one another. Tomorrow for the juniors.
Supposedly.
The Kingfish Challenge.
Yep. Kingfish Challenge.
Yep.
Ancient City.
Be careful out there. Southeast winds 10 to 15, 2 to 3. 7 seconds. If it's 10 to 15, anyway.
It could be 7 seconds.
I'm just telling you from what we've seen this week. And then for the general tournament and for everybody else fishing on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday east, southeast 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Saturday night, southeast 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Sunday, southeast winds 5 to 10, 2 to 4. And then finally, it looks like that on Monday and Monday night, it's going to turn southwest.
Come on, baby.
Yep. So, but it's 10 to 15. So
still beach days.
Beach days. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So,
you know.
Yeah. We'll see. What's your schedule?
First part, I got charters Wednesday and Thursday. Monday and Tuesday, I won't be fishing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you fishing?
But you're fishing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, though, ain't you? This week?
This week, yes.
Yeah. Friday, Saturday,
doubles
Sunday.
On Saturday and Friday.
Oh!
See, that's what happens when you're a rookie.
That's
you do all those doubles.
Right. Yeah.
The hell with that, because by the second charter,
I've
already ate me a sandwich, and I'm in my comfy clothes taking me a nap. So you have fun with that. Let me know how it works out for you.
I saw Rookie Ricky at the ramp, at the dock on Friday. He did a six-hour snapper trip, and I came in, and I was cleaning some fish, and he went up there and cleaned fish, and his folks, second group, was getting on the boat, boy. And they were, what time was it, 2 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yeah. Back out for another six-hour trip, I went.
Oh, it was rough, too,
you
man.
You get some of that.
Yeah, that's a long day.
I didn't even think. I just waved at y'all from the house.
Yeah, folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoors Show Saturday morning from 7 to 10. I will be there no matter what, even though I may fish the Kingfish Challenge. I'm still going to do the radio show. And
am I being here?
And this what's that? Yeah.
Am I coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Captain Scott, me, you and I, Captain Kirk, Jeff. Okay. Jeff is he's on vacay for this week. So,
okay.
I don't know.
I'm having fun. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Rookie Ricky.
Thanks,
Captain
Ricky.
Scott Shank. Country, thanks for bringing it to us. Folks, y'all have a great weekend of fishing. See ya.
See ya.